This episode is brought to you by Vanta. Security and compliance done wrong is a headache. Done right, you build trust and grow faster. That's Vanta. For startups, Vanta acts as your first security hire, using AI to get you compliant fast. For enterprises, it's your AI-powered hub for compliance, risk, and automating workflows. From startups like Cursor to enterprises like Snowflake, top companies choose Vanta. Do security and compliance right. Get started today at Vanta.com.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Thursday, November 20th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. The stock market rebound was short-lived. The gains this morning from NVIDIA's strong results yesterday turned lower in the afternoon. Many investors still worry the high valuations of AI companies and their aggressive spending plans could mark signs of a bubble. The NASDAQ composite led declines after being up on the day more than 2%. NVIDIA gave up an even bigger early gain and was recently down more than 2% on the day. Meanwhile, Bitcoin slid below $87,000 as traders continue to wrestle with macroeconomic uncertainty. The largest cryptocurrency is down more than 30% from its October 6th peak of $126,000. Bitcoin is on pace for its worst monthly performance since June 2022, when the collapse of crypto lender Celsius Network dragged down the broader market. That's according to Dow Jones Market Data. So-called crypto treasury stocks, which sell shares and debt to buy Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, are also under pressure. And most businesses in Canada are at least tinkering with generative AI, but appear to have little to show for it so far. According to research by KPMG, 93% of business leaders surveyed say the organization is using AI, up from 61% last year. Still, most are in partial or experimental adoption. Only 31% have fully integrated generative AI across core operations. And KPMG says only 2% report seeing a return on investment, with many unable to describe what those returns are. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out tomorrow's Tech News Briefing podcast.